now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Hey there, it's Ron. Thanks to everyone who joined us at 4 Mile Historic Park for the Stomping Ground Games. It was really a special day. Our next live events, which are our last two shows of 2015, will take place on December 8th in San Diego and December 16th in Denver. Theme will be siblings, and I'm sure it's going to be great. I hope to see you there. Today's story comes from Hannah Duggan. Hannah is a founding member of Buntport Theater Company, which owns the amazing home of our Denver show. And every time I see her, I regret that we didn't know each other sooner. Hannah's story was recorded live on October 21st, 2015 in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was creeps.
Hey, Gail.
You guys can come and grab some pillows and sit on them if you want. Hi. My name is Hannah. I'm going to tell you a story about winning. About achieving a goal. And that's my story for you today. Imagine 1982, Denver, Colorado. I was six. Backstory. So I come from a huge family. I come from five siblings. I'm the middle child. I have an older brother, younger sister, 3 years between both. My name is H-A-N-N-A-H, and I'm a Libra. I'm solid as a rock, okay? Like, I'm really good. My sister and I, at this time, I have many siblings and cousins and whatever. I live in a house in 1982 with my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, not my dad. He took the hike. My five siblings, my three cousins, my aunt and uncle, and everybody over in the DU area. One day, my sister and I are playing, and we have, you know how you walk around there? And your parents, or your mom's, not your parents, because, well, your dad might have high heel shoes, and that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm cool with that. But, we dressed up in our dresses. We had our fake purses. We had the shoes. And we were walking down the alley to our friend Katie Sims' house, because we were pretending we were going to, you know how in 1982, when you could, like, get into your parents' car and pretend to drive places? Like, that was cool. Like, your parents just let you get in the car and pretend. Doesn't happen anymore. Anyway, so we were driving or walking to our friend Katie Sims' house to play that we were going to Woolworths to get grilled cheese. So we were walking down the alley, and my sister and I noticed that there was a car behind us that was driving really, really slowly. But we kept walking. We were doing stuff. She was nine. I was six. We got places to go. The car drives by, and it's a old one. Well, it's not old now. At the time, it was just a Volvo wagon, like milk chocolate brown. In the driver's seat was a man with his leg up on the dashboard. And he was throwing stuff out of the windows. And my sister and I was like, what? Drives by very slowly. My sister and I are like, let's go see what is he throwing out of a car. So we run and we pick up these pieces of paper. And we look at them and we're like, what is that? What is that? And we thought it was, I'm not kidding you, wounds. We thought that they were hatchet wounds. We thought that they were flesh problems. We grabbed all the pictures, and as fast as we could go in our high heel shoes, we took them back to my mom. In fact, they were extreme close-ups of the dirtiest shit that you can imagine. We're talking all the business, you know, straight out. And adult, too, not like kiddie porn, but like there's pubic hair. My mom reminded me today because I had to ask. But it was very extreme close-ups of these things. And I'm not surprised that we didn't know what it was, because I remember being little and running into my dad naked, and I thought his balls were an extra penis. So I, for a little part of my life, thought that he had two penises, because I didn't understand what was happening. But that's a secret that I'm only sharing with you. So, gross. So my mom, and so I, you know, we come in, we're like, what is it? What are these things? My mom's like, God damn it! You know, she calls the cops. My older brother was 10, because there were five of us kids. He's like, okay, everybody, get your crayons, get your paper, we're gonna find him. He's like 10 years old. And mom was like, don't bother, the cops are coming. So the cops came, took a statement, whatever. And my brother Dougie, his name's Dougie Dougie. Now he's 43, he's sweet. He goes, we're gonna get him! So we're like, yeah! So he calls all of his friends, and there's 15 of us kids. And we're walking around the neighborhood. Why my mom, like I literally was with my 9-year-old sister, I was 6, and I think I was with some other 9-year-old, and we're walking around the neighborhood with our crayons and our pieces of paper, because we're going to get them, which is like my mom just let us do, which is also insane. whatever. So, yeah, we walk. She's my mom. We had to coordinate our watches. We had a half an hour. So we walked, and we tried to find them. We didn't find him. So we come home, and my mom says, okay, let's go. We got to go grocery shopping. Because when you have 5 kids, that's what you do every day. You go grocery shopping. So it was me and my older brother and my youngest sister, who at the time was a real sweet baby. So we go up to, do you guys know where Keg Liquor is, or the Rite Aid? Up on Colorado, by the Cheesy Artist. You guys know it. For sure you guys know it. And anyway, that used to be a Safeway and a Skaggs where you go. So we drove up to that Safeway and we're doing grocery shopping. We're walking in and my brother screams, there he is! And no fucking shit. There is his car parked in front of that Tuesday morning right by the Cheesy Artist. And he's in it. My mom freaks the fuck out. We run inside the store, we call the cops, and we all go out and we wait to catch the monster. The cops come, they pull him out. He doesn't have any pants on. His car is filled with pornography, like piles and piles of leaflets of close-up shit. Awesome. I mean, that was the most incredible day ever, right? So we catch him. Woohoo! And we're so, like, we're high-fiving. My mom is like, yes! Everyone's like, yes! We caught him! So a few days later, my sister and I are playing on the ash tree in front of our house, which is now cut down, which is sad. Ash trees, they're the ones that have, like, toilet paper. You could, like, pull them. Whatever. They're, like, their skin comes off. It doesn't matter. And whatever. And who should drive by but the creepy man? His name is John Ditch the Third. His name, and I'm not kidding, and you can look him up. Because he drives by, we call the cops, then it turns into this other, bigger problem. Not that he would ever know that he was stalking us, but clearly he was into our neighborhood and showing off close-ups of vaginas and penises, which is weird. He's never, ever prosecuted. And I called my sister today to be like, I'm going to tell the story about John Ditch the Third. Why? And she's like, you know what? I never have ever Googled him. And I was like, neither have I. So this afternoon, I Googled him, and he's dead. He died this January. And here's the rub, in a bigger sense, is that his... Sick, you guys. his career, his entire life was that he was he installed home security. But don't worry, now he's dead. Thank you.
My sister by choice. You can see why. In case you don't know, She's the Artist is Denver native for Chez Artiste. If you didn't know what she was talking about the movie theater, the Chez Artiste. But like a Denver native.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson. Our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hey. Womp, womp, womp.